This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Luke 16, use worldly wealth to gain friends, so then when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. In his parables, Jesus often uses controversial ideas and characters to gain the crowd's attention. In this story, a corrupt financial manager becomes a sort of hero. The manager has wasted his master's resources, and when he's about to lose his job, he reduces the amount owed by his master's debtors to gain their goodwill. Then, strangely, the master commends the dishonest steward for his shrewd handling of this predicament. The word for shrewd here can also mean wise. The same word is used to describe the wise man who built his house on a rock. But how is this manager wise? Though he is disreputable, he finds a creative way to save his own skin by giving generously of his master's wealth. In a quirky way, this parable reinforces Jesus' teaching. Give, and it will be given to you. The manager greatly reduces the debts of his clients, and his generous actions gain him lasting friends who will surely hire him or provide for him after he loses his job. Likewise, Jesus' followers who use their wealth to benefit others for the sake of God's kingdom will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. We might think Jesus was mixed up. Economics teaches that we have to preserve wealth to get ahead, but giving makes us wise and pleases God, who holds all wealth in His hands.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.